Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
43 years ago today, the Eagles went to number one on the US singles chart with New Kid in Town, the group's third US number one, which was also a number 20 hit in the UK. The single written by Don Henley and Glenn Frey was released as the first single for their fifth album, Hotel California. Here's Don Henley talking about how he first felt when the Eagles hit the big time.
It was scary. Sometimes success can be just as frightening, if not more frightening, than failure, you know, because then there's the pressure on you to repeat it. To stay there, you know, not all that difficult to get to the top of the mountain. It's just hard to stay there.
Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down.
And back on this day in 2011, it was announced that Queen's We Will Rock You was still the most played song at US sporting events, including the NFL and NHL games in 2009 and 2010. And having a birthday today, Michael Bolton. He's turning 67, American singer who had the 1990 US number one and UK number three single, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? He started out in the music industry at the age of 16.
Almost 18 years after I was signed at 16 to Epic Records, 18 years later, the next album that came out was the first hit that I ever had.
That is Today in Music for Wednesday, the 26th of February, Mix 104.9.